Welcome to this meditation on the fourth step that is necessary for recovery from the symptoms of Parkinson's to unfold. The first step, to focus. The second step, to materialize. The third step, to stay on track. And now, the fourth step, which in many ways bolsters and reinforces the importance of the first three. The fourth step, believe recovery will happen. Have faith. At Parkinson's Recovery, I often talk about hope. That word, hope, is actually qualified. When I say that, the reality is there's a possibility it may happen, and there's a possibility it may not. Hope is the word I use that is the gateway in. The gateway in to embracing the belief that, yes, I have the faith. I believe that I will recover from the symptoms that I am experiencing now. There has just recently, in the last few days, been announced a miraculous discovery of a microfocus spectroscopy. A Dr. Collingwood has done a marvelous piece of work with colleagues and announced this discovery in the United States in the grand city of Chicago. This particular device uses, with great precision, tightly focused beams of X-rays to penetrate the tissues throughout the body, but in particular, the brain. And this particular device is able to identify metal ions, particularly iron metal ions. This wonderful discovery is announced as a wonderful discovery for anybody with the symptoms of Parkinson's, because they can get the test and then know whether or not they have pocketfuls of iron in their brain. I laud this work and the work of all researchers and scientists. They are revolutionizing what we know about Parkinson's. But what I want to do in this meditation is ask you to focus your attention on your reaction to such a discovery. Is your response to immediately say, "Oh, I want to get that test. I want to know what's wrong with me. Perhaps my symptoms are caused by iron in my brain. I'm going to take some time and figure out how I can get this new and revolutionary test. It'll take me probably quite a bit of investigation and time to find out more about it. It's obviously news. I may have to travel long distance, perhaps even to England. It will clearly cost quite a bit of money. I may have to sign off a number of waivers since this is clearly an experimental procedure, but I need to know, I want to know, I want to know the answer." Feel into the energy of that search for finding out what's wrong. It has a low frequency. What hope is embedded in all of that fever? The answer is none. So you get the test, you pay your $10,000, you sign the waivers, and you get the result. You have iron in your brain. Most people have iron in their bodies and in their brain. So what? And what are you going to do about it? When you began to have symptoms, reflect back. What was your response? Did you percolate into a fury of fear and anxiety, investigating what in fact might be going on. There is another response, and that's the response of faith. Perhaps iron is an issue for you. What might be an alternative thought that you could hold? How about this one? The thought is, yeah, it's possible iron might be the reason why I am having symptoms of Parkinson's. I know what I'll do. I will give blood 3 times a year. You see, giving blood purges out iron that is circulating throughout our entire system. That's easy. That's hopeful. That's something positive to do. It doesn't take a lot of time, or I might say investigation. It's easy simply to go and do it, and then it's done. Notice how different the energy is behind that decision to take action and the decision to investigate a problem. The latter is negative energy and low frequency. The former, I'm going to go give blood. Well, that's positive energy. You're doing something for someone else. You're giving back to the world. You're helping someone in a state of severe disease recover. And you're helping yourself. That's easy. Can you feel the difference between the two? Give blood. You know that it's going to help. That's all there is to it. It'll help others, and by Jove, it'll help you. No way around it. Believe it will happen is a key to staying on track and to focusing your intention on what you want to see happen. If we're not clear about what we want, if we're not clear about what we wish to see happen, then we will manifest our wishy-washiness, as you already know. Believe it will happen, and it will happen. Do you then have faith, or are you a doubter? It is, I assure you, very easy to fall into the belief template of doubt and naysaying. I do admit and acknowledge I am one of the very few in the universe who says it can be done. What's your choice? Fall into the belief template of faith, or fall into the belief template of doubt? Even in saying this, notice the difference in the feeling that strikes your body. Doubt is dark and dire. Faith is positive and energizing. The difference, as I even say those two words, is huge indeed. This meditation, then, is to investigate your faith, your belief that recovery will happen. Have you ever had faith in your life about something that needed to happen? Of course, everyone has faith. When you purchased a house, if you did purchase a house, and were at the table signing the papers, did you stop to read every word, every paragraph, every detail of the pages and pages of pages of papers you were committing yourself to honor legally? Perhaps so, but my guess is, if you're like most people, no. You trusted that the lawyer who prepared those papers and the individuals responsible for setting up the possibility for you to purchase your home could be trusted that they were not trying to do you in. Where else have you had faith that something would happen in your life? So settle in, get comfortable, take a nice slow breath in and out, paying attention and placing your focus on your breath, particularly as that air leaves your lungs. Fresh air in, rejuvenating each and every cell of your body, and then focusing your attention on what it feels like to let that precious air out of your body into the universe. In, feeling your chest rise ever so gently, and out, listening to the sound of the air as it passes over your teeth. In and out, and with focused intention on just your breath, direct your attention to your body, and with your intention, relax whatever tension might be present in muscles or tissues or tendons or organs. You simply say to the place in your body that is tight or anxious, "Not today, honey. We're going to do it a different way." Still focusing your attention on your breath and being aware of your surroundings with the sounds and the smells and the feeling, the precious feeling of occupying the body that you occupy now. In this state of relaxation, investigate for yourself now your hesitation and your own doubts about your future. Do you carry with you in your tissues and in your thoughts doubt about whether it can happen or not? Whether you can, in fact, feel better from the symptoms of Parkinson's? Why might that be so? Is there some draw or attraction to the fear that arises when you simply say the word Parkinson's? Is there some charge that you get by having these symptoms? Are you getting something out of it? Perhaps attention of others who you love? Perhaps you are one who has always given to others through your work, through your volunteering, through your creativity. Perhaps you needed an excuse, a reason why someone else had to at last give to you. Think about it. There is no reason why you must have symptoms that are troubling in order for someone else to give to you now. You get that by asking for it. It's as simple as that. You get that by being focused, by materializing your wish, vocalizing it, and having the faith that it will become true. We all carry doubt. We all carry a no somewhere, either consciously or unconsciously. Some of us have resistances to coming into our full power and life force. We push back our own inner creativity for difficult and complex and perplexing reasons that only the very sophisticated of psychologists and mental counselors can figure out. What does it matter? Simply acknowledge now to yourself and make conscious whatever hesitations, whatever doubts, whatever disbeliefs you may be holding on to. It does not matter what anyone else has ever said about the future for you. The only person who determines your future is you and your thoughts about the future. Have you ever heard yourself say, "Oh, God, I'm just old"? There it is. If you are just old, then yeah, I guess that's what happens to old people. Carrying that thought, honoring it, giving it energy will ensure that your symptoms will be sustained and nurtured. You give them fertilizer. You are nourishing your symptoms by such thinking. Have the faith that recovery will happen, and it will happen for you in just the way that you materialize it to be so. Perhaps not in the speedy time that you would like to see. Perhaps not even in the way that you would like to see unfold. Many people believe that if they have the faith, every day will be better. Every day they will feel better. That's not true for anyone. I don't care what the condition of their health is. We all, each and every one of us, has bad days. We all, on some days, and even some weeks, and even some months, feel absolutely lousy. If we attach a negative thought to that feeling, a thought like, "Oh my God, I'm going to die," then it will likely get worse. The secret is out. We are all going to die. What's the big deal? Why attach a negative frame to that thought? It's the way life is supposed to be. Have the faith, recovery will happen, and it will unfold for you in its own time and in its own way. Go back now to focusing. Go back now to vividly imagizing what you want to see happen for yourself. Hold now the faith that it will happen for you. Set up your TV screen. Get out your controller. Turn the movie on and watch your future on your channel that you have selected for yourself. Have the faith. It will happen for you in just the way you envision it on your television set now. Stay on the same channel. Colorize your picture and detail it out and make it a movie picture of your life as you would like it to be tomorrow. Feel the joy of what it is like to be the new you. Feel the surge of energy because there are so many things that are now possible for you. Have the belief that anything is possible. Have the faith. No need to do any of this faith strengthening alone. Call in whoever needs to be present now with you in your imagination to support your commitment and determination to feel better. There is support for you each moment of your life. Support from your parents, whether they are living or not living. Support from all of the persons in your life who you have loved, whether they are living or not living. This is not about any particular religion, although your own religious beliefs may help and support your commitment to recover now. Call on those beliefs now to strengthen and support your resolve that recovery for you will unfold. No doubts, no waffling, no hesitation. Know in each and every cell of your body, it will happen precisely the way you picture it to happen in its own time and in its own way. The universe returns to us precisely what it is that we set as our intention. Focus, materialize, discipline yourself and your thoughts to stay on track. Be clear about what you want. Have the faith that it will happen. Trust. We are not talking miracles here. We're talking the reality of how thought forms work. Thought is the greatest power of all in the universe. Your thoughts determine your future. In your movie that you are watching now of the future you, accept all of the pleasure that your future now offers to you. Embrace the joy of a new life, of a new way of being. Welcome the new creativity that will be invited to emerge. For you see, there are parts of you that you still need to become acquainted with as your life force becomes re-energized. Not because of any particular therapy you've elected to pursue, whether conventional or alternative, but because your thoughts about all possibilities are clear, unwavering, dedicated, focused, and determined. Feel the lift of energy when you have faith. Feel the power behind knowing what will happen for you in your future. See it. Believe it. Have the faith, baby. And it will happen for you. Activate your faith. And sustain it. Now, for the rest of your life. Welcome the new you, the new life force. Know that as you stay on track with each passing day, new revelations will unfold, new discoveries will be encountered, and you will be giving a great gift to yourself and all of those in the world who you affect.
know that you are on the road to recovery. It will happen. Have the faith. Keep the faith. Always.